Chapter 28. A light breeze from the sea fanned the flames of a small fire among the rocks on the shore by Salamandastron. Klitsch and Ferrago watched each other in the flickering light. They were arguing again. Klitsch had scored several points, and his blue eyes twinkled maliciously at his father's show of temper.
Yeah, what do you know?
Ferrago spat into the flames derisively.
I was leading a horde before you were born. You wouldn't know the back of an army from its front, you snot-nosed little upstart.
The young weasel grinned, happy that he had his elder upset.
There's only one way to find out, old Greyhair. Give command of the horde to me. At least I couldn't make a worse mess of things than you're doing.
Ferrago's eyes blazed with temper.
Worse mess? What worse mess? I've burned all their crops from the mountainside, poisoned all the food and drink they have, and if they're not already dead inside that mountain, now I've got a team tunneling in so that we can make a secret entrance. Go on, smart mouth. Tell me what you do that's so brilliant.
Tunneling in?
Klitsch laughed lightly.
Sometimes you amaze me. Do you realize how thick that mountain is? A butterfly would have more chance trying to knock down an oak tree. When do you expect them to break through? Next week? Next season? In 10 seasons' time? Or 20?
The assassin stood upright, his gold medal gleaming in the firelight.
Come with me. I'll show you.
Midnight had long gone. Ferrago's diggers were well advanced. But the assassin's confidence would have wilted had he seen what awaited him inside Salamandastron. Several hares were listening to the banging and pounding from the outside. Bart Thistledown grinned wryly as he leaned on his lance.
Well, twist my ears. The crafty old blue-eyed villain. Who would have thought he could find the old kitchen drain outlet? It was blocked up when I was a leveret.
Big Oxeye took up a heavy spear and held it poised.
Good thing you heard the digging and grunting, Barty, my lad. What do you say we dig from this end? Give those chaps a bit of help if they're so anxious to come in.
Sapwood considered this proposition, then shook his head.
Personally, I'm agin it myself, and Lord Earthstripe wouldn't be too happy about us helping vermin. Let them do their own digging. They should be through afore morning. We'll just wait here nice and quiet. Penny, you stand by. When I tips you the wink, run and fetch his lordship.
Penny Bright stifled a youthful giggle.
Righto, Sarge. I can't wait to see what happens when the jolly old vermin break through.
The two captains, Doghead and Dewnose, were working like mad beasts. They had got about 2 spear lengths into the rock. The tunnel was going to work. Horde soldiers lined the narrow passage, passing back loose boulders and shields piled high with pebbles and shale. Outside on the moonlit beach, others were disposing of the rubble. Doghead and Dewnose labored hard with iron bars and spear points, levering away at the packed mass of stone that blocked the old kitchen drain. Both stoats knew that their lives depended on completing the tunnel. No beast failed Ferrago. Together they sweated and strained to prise out a big slab.
Come on, mate. Pull. We've got it.
I'm pulling. Oh, well, me paw's jammed. Wait a sec.
Migru, get yourself up here. Squeeze in here and hold that bar while Doghead gets his paw loose.
Out. Okay, I'm free. Now get your spear point in right about here, Migru. I'll take care of the bar. Watch out, or it'll slide down and trap your paws.
Crab Eyes came crawling up the tunnel and pulled their tails.
Outside, you three. The master and young Klitsch wants to see you.
They crawled backwards out of the tunnel, scratched, bruised, and covered in dust. The assassin and his son awaited them on the sands. Ferrago brushed aside their salutes, questioning them anxiously.
Well, how's it going? Are you nearly through yet?
Doghead wiped dirt from his eyes and licked his injured paw.
It's just like you said it'd be, Master. All loose rock, none of it solid. We're over 2 spear lengths in now. Shouldn't be too long before we break through.
Ferrago smiled scornfully, his crinkling blue eyes mocking Klitsch.
That sounds like a fine mess, eh, young know-it-all?
Klitsch looked slightly taken aback.
But how did you know it was possible to tunnel at this spot?
Farrago scooped up a pawful of sand and held it under his son's nose.
Kitchen debris, old nutshells, broken bits of pottery. That's how. Sometime or other, this has been an outlet. When I checked, I could see it wasn't part of the original rock, only stones packed in there to block it off. I was right, you see, clever paws. Now do you think that the old one is making a mess of things?
How wise of you, Father. You have found a way in.
Klitsch put on an expression of respect and kept his tone apologetic.
Now, are you going to stand there sneering at me and patting yourself on the back all night? Or are you going to break into Salamandastron?